It's time for Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400. Laker Hockey Talk is brought to you by H&R Block. And now with Laker Hockey Talk, here's the voice of the Lakers, Bill Crawford, on ESPN 1400.
Well, good morning, everybody. Bill Crawford along with the head coach of the Lakers, Damon Whitten. It's Laker Hockey Talk. And Damon, we like to preview the series that's coming up on this show Thursday morning. And we got a big home series with Alaska. And more important than that probably is it's pink in the rink. And that's a major effort on the part of a lot of people in the community. And the Lakers are kind of the focal point for pink in the rink.
Yeah, well, we're very excited to be back home, obviously, you know, looking back to Great Lakes State weekend and the crowd that was on hand. It was an unbelievable environment in our building, and our team certainly fed off that energy and excitement all night long. So very excited to be back. And as you mentioned, to have it pink in the rink weekend, you know, we anticipate another great crowd. And, you know, beyond the crowd and the hockey side of things, it's just a very important weekend for the Sault Ste. Marie community. You know, it's obviously a very big fundraiser to help a lot of different areas, and almost all that money stays right in Sault Ste. Marie. I know last year the committee raised $20,000, and again the majority of that stays right here in Sault Ste. Marie for many different benefits in a lot of areas. And a war memorial, the new cancer unit, was a big recipient of a lot of those funds last year. But a lot of different areas are hit, and most of that focused on women health issues. So it's something we're very proud to partner with and be a small part of a great weekend for our community.
Well, the team's off to a great start. You're 4-0 in the early campaign, couple wins over Michigan State here, and then went down to Huntsville last weekend and won two games. So everybody's excited about that, but day four games does not a season make, and this will be a tough test. Alaska's a pretty good hockey team.
Well, it always is. You know, the first four games are over, last Saturday's over. You know, that none of that matters. You know, you have to be moving forward in all walks of life, but certainly in sports, you know, nobody cares what you did last weekend. So we spent some time talking about that and looking at some teams both here at Lake State a few years back that got off to a good start and then beat, you know, the what would be the eventual national champions, and how that season ended. And I had experienced my first year at Michigan Tech. We had the best start in about 40 years, and it was a brutal season after that. So, you know, like you said, it's great. I'm really excited. We're 4-0. I'd much rather be that than 0-4. But we're over that. We're moving forward. We're trying to get better and better each and every day. We've had really outstanding offensive performances from a lot of different individuals, and our depth has been very good. That's been a big part of that start. And also our special teams have been very good early on. So we'll look to really make sure those special teams are still playing at a high level, where we spent a lot of time in practice all week long, and we'll do so that again today. You know, we've got to be ready for a new challenge. Fairbanks is coming off a huge victory against Mankato, who is a very good team again this season, so they'll be ready to play in their first foray out of Alaska, so they'll be ready for a road win.
Yeah, they're a funny team too. They played Minnesota this year, they played Nebraska, Omaha. I think they lost by one goal in each of those games. They did beat Anchorage, and then they got beat badly by Mankato and bounced back the next night to win 4-2. So they've got some people who can get some things done. Jesse Jenks is their sophomore goaltender. He played really well last Saturday night in the win against Mankato. So, you know, they're a team to be reckoned with.
Yeah, and again, we're still we're games behind everybody still, so we're four into it, but they've played more six or seven games, and so they've got a little bit more game experience than we do still. And as you mentioned, a few of those losses came against ranked teams, so they've played some really quality competition. You know, had the Gophers as well, so you know, it will be challenging. The other benefit sometimes you get when you're playing the Alaska teams, even though they practice on an NHL sheet, their home ice arena is Olympic sheet, but they weren't there last week. There was a conflict at their normal game sheet, so they played on campus at their practice arena. So they are coming in off of games played in an NHL sheet. So sometimes that advantage you get where they take a little bit longer to adjust, and the lack of space, the lack of time, you know, that's not going to be there for us. So we want to make sure they know they're in for a difficult weekend. You know, we've talked a lot about as a team and program over the last year or two about what kind of environment and what kind of, you know, host we want to be to teams coming in here. We want this to be one of the most difficult places to play in the country. You saw that against Michigan State, and we're going to need to make sure we have that in place come Friday night.
Yeah, we should have great crowds here. I think a lot of people are really excited about the 4-0 start. I think they're even more excited. You mentioned a moment ago the diversification of offense. We got a lot of guys chipping in, two goals here, three goals there. Last weekend, Diego Cuglietta, Offensive Player of the Week, with two goals and a couple of assists overall, and good performance by Gelsinger again, Braden Gelsinger, the freshman, a couple of goals in one game. A lot of different people are helping here. this is a pretty good team at this point through those four games.
Yeah, Colin Sackerman joined Diego as defensive player of the week, and not that he wasn't strong defensively, because he was, but he also had, I think, 3 assists and plus 4 on the weekend. So, yeah, there's good depth there. And, you know, going back to our start a few weeks back, really after that first couple of hours, we kind of looked around as coaches and said, you know what, like, you know, we're a better hockey team, and we got better last year, and we had some important wins, and, you know, we felt like we moved forward a little bit last season, and then we knew right away this year that we were a deeper team, a more skilled team, and a better skating team. So we're starting to see some of that. I wish I could promise all of our listeners that we'll continue to score 6 goals a game. You know, that's a high hope there, but we, you know, we're a confident bunch right now. We know that we can battle back and create some offense, and that's always a good thing. We haven't had to be great defensively yet, and I think we're 12th in the country or something like that, so we haven't been bad, but I think we can be better defensively and tighten some things up. A lot of the goals we've given up is when we've had big leads, and you know, it's a luxury that we haven't had in my time here, so we want to be better defensively, but we know our offense can chip in, and hopefully we can keep up a similar pace moving forward.
Yeah, this is your third season with the Lakers now. Are things going about as you thought they might? I mean, you came here from Michigan Tech. There's a team with Mel Pearson in charge that kind of has built itself into being a power team again in college hockey after spending about 25 years not being a power team. Are things going at Lake Superior about like they did at Tech as you built there?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, and obviously, you know, anywhere you've been, you take the experiences, the good and bad, you know, things you like from Mel and Rick Comley and Coach Mason, all these people, all these great coaches I have a lot of respect for. And, you know, you do things that you like, and some things that maybe you want to do differently, you flush those a little bit. So there's some similarities. I do see that. And again, it's very early, so there's a long, long way to go. But I know in year 4 at Tech, we went from, I think, 6 wins before we got there, or 4 wins maybe, to number 1 in the country in 4 seasons. And so, you know, that's a big lofty goal, but we want to follow a similar footprint. So we're trying for sure. I think, again, our depth is so improved. You know, we've got very good goaltending. We're getting more offense from our back end, which I think is very important in today's game. So there's some similarities. You know, we'll know a lot more when we get to April. You know, we're excited about this team. We think we have a chance to take this big step forward like we did last year, and we need to, you know, continue to play that way. So there's some excitement within that locker room, and said it reflects around town. People are noticing a little bit what's going on. You know, it's a real small sample size, but we definitely want to keep moving forward, and, you know, and having those great crowds will be a big part of it. Our guys, the excitement on our bench at Great Lakes State Weekend was off the charts. You know, our guys came out for warm-ups, our student section, you know, we weren't sure if we could fill 2 or 3 sections there. It was overflowing, and so our guys were just really appreciative of the support that they get here in Sault Ste. Marie from our community, from our students, and are excited to, you know, to carry that over on the ice and put on a good show for them.
Yeah, I think another thing this weekend, Damon, it's Halloween on Monday night. That means this Friday and Saturday, a lot of these students are going to be dressed for Halloween. We'll have a lot of costumes in the building. That'll just create even more interest. And I think you're right. We filled up probably 4 sections, if not 5, with just students last week. And they provide so much enthusiasm and energy within the building. And, you know, a lot of the guys, I've even heard them talking about how exciting it was to come out and play in front of not just the students, but a huge crowd that was really behind them against MSU.
Yeah, it means a ton to a team. You know, I mean, you just can't deny it, the energy they feed off of. And, you know, so our players, again, very appreciative, and they loved it, you know, and they also know, you know, we have a very large responsibility to give the fans what they came to see. You know, it's not always a win. It's not always 6 goals. But to play the right way, to play with effort, to play with speed. So, you know, I can promise all our fans that we will play hard for them every single night. You know, hopefully at the end of the night you look up at the scoreboard and it shows in favor of the Lakers. We take that very seriously. We talk a lot about that. You mentioned the weekend here. I know our students, I believe, are planning a pink out on Friday night. So I think our student section will be decked out in pink on Friday night. Saturday, I know most of them plan to wear costumes, you know, along with pink in the rink, you know, for the young kids out there and the parents with young kids. There's a trick-or-treat event, Finding Dory themed Halloween party Saturday pregame. Obviously a lot of auction items, just a ton going on. Obviously with women's health and cancer, there's a chance to donate your hair to Locks of Love and help cancer patients that way. And again, you know, this ultimately benefits our community and those in need in our community.
All righty, we're going to take a break here. You're listening to Laker Hockey Talk. It's our Thursday morning program. Damon and I will be right back after this with more on Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400.
At H&R Block, we want you to focus on your business while we handle your books. From payroll and bookkeeping to expert tax preparation and advice, we're ready to put our expertise to work on your small business. For the year-round services you need and the one-on-one attention you deserve, partner with H&R Block Business Services. Stop by our office at 3303 I-75 Business Spur in Sioux, Michigan, or give us a call at 906-635-5970 to learn more. At participating offices, services do not include audit, attest, or other services for which a license is required. And now back to Coach Witten and Bill Crawford for more Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400.
Well, welcome back this morning. Bill Crawford along with the head coach of the Lakers, Damon Witten, talking Laker hockey this weekend. Alaska's in town. It is pink in the rink. We really haven't talked about anything the Lakers are going to do for pink in the rink. Generally, we have special uniforms for this weekend. What's the plan along those lines? How do the Lakers get involved with some pink out there?
Yeah, great question. You know, and our guys help the committee as they can with some of the events throughout the week and prepping and decorations, things like that. So we try to make sure our team is very involved. You know, in terms of on the ice, you know, you'll see the kind of standard pink skate laces and tapes on sticks and things like that. And, you know, most of our guys coming from these junior programs, it's big in those towns and those teams as well. So a lot of our guys have come through programs that have similar kind of events for breast cancer awareness and women's health awareness. So our guys are excited about it, and they're to put their little stamp on it and help out a little bit. As you mentioned, our jerseys don't have the traditional pink. We will be wearing the throwback jerseys that were worn for Great Lake State weekend. A big thanks to the Pink in the Rink committee. I thought it was great planning by them to have those throwback jerseys for that 50th celebration for Great Lake State weekend. And then again, we will wear them this weekend, and they will be auctioned off at the end of the night. So Saturday post game, there's a skate with the team after the game, and during that skate with the team, the auction winners will be presented with the jersey off the back to the player they purchase.
That sounds very interesting, and I love those jerseys. I think the guys who came back from the 60s and 70s when they saw those jerseys on the ice against Michigan State, they really liked that too. And I think we really played the mass of audience that we had here that weekend. I think we had more of the old-timers return for the 50th reunion of Laker hockey than any other group.
Yeah, it seemed to be very fitting. And like you said, I know they enjoyed it. And I thought the committee did a great job choosing the right jersey and the right design. It really looks good. Obviously, with NCAA rules, a little bit unique. There's no nameplates on the back, and that's, again, due to NCAA rules. But I know the alumni enjoyed it. It seemed like the fans that I heard from liked the design, and I think they'll be pretty popular here this weekend to try to get your hands on them and outbid some people. It'll make for a nice night. And, again, kudos to the committee for doing a great job in the jersey design.
A couple of guys got nicked up a little bit down at Huntsville. That second game got to be pretty physical. We had some guys go down, come back. Age Terrell disappeared in the third period. He got some stitches, but he's ready to go. What is the injury situation with this team right now, health-wise? Can you pick just about anybody you want and put them in the lineup Friday night?
I think so. I think we're ready to go. You know, you're 3 weeks into it, so at this point, everybody's going to be dealing with the various little issues that come up and injuries that come up. So, certainly another few weeks from now that everybody's feeling a little couple things and feeling banged up a little bit. So we're ready to go. Everybody's healthy and an option to play as of Wednesday post-practice and hopefully going into today's practice later on. So we'll look for a full squad, good competition, a lot of players that are hungry to play and fight for spots.
Yeah, when it comes to practice this week, you're preparing for Alaska. I know that's what you do each week is get ready for whomever's coming in. What are you working on this week? What is in the head coach and the coaching staff's mind that you need to really be ready for Alaska?
Yeah, again, and we talk about it quite a bit. You know, we want to be who we are. You know, we've got a style of play that we want to adhere to and make the other opponent, adjust to us. Certainly within that, we're looking at some of the things they do that might be a little bit unique in certain ways. And, making our adjustments and little tweaks to our game plan according to that. Special teams continues to be a very big focus. Again, we've been very good early on, so we'll continue to spend a lot of our practice time this week and moving forward working on that. I think maybe if the reffing adjusts and the players adjust to the calls, then maybe we'll dial back that time. It's very disruptive to practice special teams because you have this great flow, this great competition for much of practice, and then all of a sudden some guys don't PK, some guys don't power play, and so it really just is it's disruptive. It's difficult to practice at times, but I thought our team's done a good job of handling that disruption to practice and getting done what we need to get done.
You know, it's interesting with this team, too. We talked about depth earlier here in the show this morning. This team has four or five guys who could be in the lineup on Friday night. Wouldn't hurt you a bit. It's been tough for new guys to get in there, though. I think Brian Basilico got in last Saturday, scored a goal. So, you know, you're thinking maybe he's going to play again this Friday night because he played awfully well. So it's tough for these guys who aren't in there to get in, but any of them could be.
Yeah, that's one of the things where, you know, we've got to do a good job managing as a coaching staff, you know, to determine how we're getting guys prepared that maybe haven't played as much as they could. You know, Brian's a great example. You know, I think based on his play, you know, he should be back in the lineup, and there's a good chance he is. But you know, Ian Johnson was the same way. You know, Ian Johnson didn't come out after that first weekend based on his play. Jake Hand got healthy. That had a piece to play with it. You looked at the opponent. You know, we thought maybe a bigger, stronger guy like Brian could go in there. So, but I do want to make sure we're keeping guys prepared and keeping them ready. You know, we're going to face some adversity both in this on the scoreboard through injuries, things like that, that we have to have guys prepared. So, you know, we do have to find some spots to get Jimmy Roll and Ryan Renz prepared to play, get Ian Johnson back in there, and Brendan McKay and Brian Basilico keep getting minutes. It's tough because, you know, guys are playing well. And the last side of it is, again, with special teams so critical, it's hard to bring a guy who might be a very good penalty killer. You know, it's hard to bring him out and put in a guy who's maybe not killing or have that experience yet. Same thing power play wise. So special teams is having a big emphasis that way and dictating a lineup right now.
Yeah, and it's tough. You got a lot of good freshmen here. You know, how much do the coaches look at an individual, say a C.J. Hayes, who's a really good skater, he's very fast. Maybe we want him in there. We're playing against a good skating team. Or a Brian Basilico, we want a bigger body, stronger, goes to the net hard. Is that figure in on things?
Yeah, it's a big piece of the puzzle, you know. You know, when you're looking, again, going, we'll use Huntsville as the example. We know that Huntsville plays a very heavy physical brand of hockey. You know, they're not a huge team size-wise, but they do play heavy and hard. And that went into the equation with Brian Basilico. You know, there's a big body. He can get down low and hang on to pucks and use his size and strength. So we do look at that when you're playing a team that skates well. You know, you can talk about Mankato, Michigan Tech, things like that, Omaha coming up. We got to make sure we have the right lineup that can play at that pace. And, you know, C.J. Hayes is one of those guys that is an absolute burner. So that does certainly play a good part of the conversation as we're looking to dictate our lineup.
All righty. Well, we'll wish you good luck against Alaska this weekend. We'll wrap up another edition of Laker Hockey Talk here. And, Damon, thanks a lot. Good luck.
Yeah, thank you very much. And, again, everybody, make sure you get out there. A lot of great events going on with Pink in the Rink. You go to their Facebook page or the LSSU Athletics page. You can find all the auction items, all the details about the Halloween party and the jerseys. And really looking forward to being back home and seeing everybody Friday night. Thank you.
All righty. We're home for two weekends in a row. Damon Witten joining us here this morning. Lakers will play against Minnesota State Mankato next weekend, and we'll talk about that next Thursday morning on Laker Hockey Talk. For Laker Hockey Talk and Damon Witten, Bill Crawford, so long on ESPN 1400.
You've been listening to Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400, brought to you by H&R Block. Join us next week for another edition of Laker Hockey Talk, right here on ESPN 1400, WKNW, Sault Ste. Marie's sports leader.